How do we link the goals of eliminating behavioral health disparities with goals of reducing overrepresentation in the other sectors? When we do, and when we work collaboratively across sectors, behavioral health problem solving with juvenile justice, education, and child welfare, the consequence of that is very positive. It leads to planning and solution making that focuses on worrying about the community as a whole. In other words, not just the children and families who show up in a behavioral health center, but being concerned with those that don't show up, and those that show up in the other systems without ever touching the behavioral health system. Or touching the behavioral health system too late, when they're under duress by a court order to come and see behavioral health services, which is usually the worst possible solution. In addition, if you look at everyone who comes to behavioral health care, both healthy or under duress, when compared to whites in America, people of color and their families are overrepresented. Furthermore, linking these goals between sectors also focuses on making collaboration occur between the agencies. The agencies then begin to work in a more holistic way within communities. An aligned approach may be more in order. That is, an approach that links the elimination of behavioral health disparities to issues in other sectors, such as the overrepresentation of certain youth in juvenile justice or child welfare systems. This figure shows that if the goal of eliminating behavioral health disparities is linked to reducing the overrepresentation of children and youth in other sectors, then the solutions that may emerge, as well as the measures of success, are impacted. For example, if access and quality of behavioral health services are improved for a group of children and youth overrepresented in juvenile justice or child welfare, then that overrepresentation should be reduced. Further, the solution for improving access and quality may be better informed by understanding the needs of the group of children and families experiencing the negative outcome of incarceration or removal from parental custody. Next, you will find information about why the aligned approach to eliminating behavioral health disparities is so important.